And then it says, can you repeat the aspect of sankharas other than mental volitional energy? Sankhara, as I said, there's a few different ways that it's used in the scriptural language. But sankhara, its main meaning is that of a compounded nature, so that anything of a physical or mental, internal, external, whatever, is a sankhara. And then, in the sense that it's of a compounded nature. Nibbana is the only thing that is not a sankhara. But then, sankhara in terms of a mental, let's say mental formation, so as we do the chanting in the morning with the five khandhas, sankhara, the distinguishing characteristic of a sankhara in the khandhas is volition or intention, so that all types of thinking, emotion, it's all sankhara.